Welcome to Expression, the podcast. I'm Omotolade.
I'm Jokodola.
I'm Praise.
Today, we're talking about friendship. Praise, can you just enlighten us a little bit about friendship?
Friendship is like a bond between two or more people and comfort. Types of friendship we have.
Well, we have healthy friendship and unhealthy friendship.
Okay. So, healthy friendship. Let's learn more about healthy friendship.
I think healthy friendship are some friendship whereby, like, you gain some things. You gain some things positive, not negative things. Things that can help you academically, spiritually, and financially. Yes.
So, okay. Unhealthy friendship will not be the opposite.
Yeah.
Or negative. The negative aspects.
A lot of negative impact on you.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about friendship between a girl and a boy.
Everything we about like friendship between a girl and a boy, the first thing coming to your mind is, oh, they are dating. Yes. As a teenager, like, just these people every day. Something's fishing between them. Something was fishing.
That is people's mind. Yeah. But I think a boy and a girl,
anybody can be friends.
It's good to have friends with a boy because I think they can keep secrets than a girl. That's what I mean.
But it depends.
But not all guys.
Yeah.
No,
it depends.
No,
there are some friendships we should avoid. A friend that is not adding anything to your life, either negative or positive. Yes. I don't think you should like continue being in that relationship.
Yes.
It's not. I don't think friendship should be a do or die affair. It's not by force. You can just feel like, actually, you don't really need this person again in my life. And, like, what are the ways of, like cutting off your friendship? Like, I don't need this person again. Like, how can you go about it? I don't need this person again.
Yeah, I'm not sure. When you want to tell a person that you are not interested in this friendship, you are not just fight or just, please, or Benny, I don't want this.
Well, you can give the person attitude.
Actions prepare than words.
Yeah.
But attitude. You can give the person
But I'm not someone that really actually likes attitude. Like, I'm talking to you, you're snubbing me. It's odd to me. Like, yes. So what if I'm the type of person like that I don't like? What would you do? Like, what are the things you do? Like attitudes. And you know I don't like attitudes. That if I give this girl attitude, she will actually feel very, very sad.
You should talk to your friend.
I don't like you talking to me. I would cry at your front.
Write letter.
Letter is babyish. How will I start? Dear Priest, I'm no longer interested in this friendship. I think it's babyish.
So what are you then? What do you like? So
you not just talk to me again. Like, you not talk to me again. I will not come and meet you.
I prefer attitude because me, I like snubbing people. I love it. I can really give people attitude. So
I don't think that's very good.
I also don't like that. Yes, I don't like it when you snub. It just look as if no. I don't like it. So
what's let's talk about our friendship. Like, your friends.
I have a best friend. I had a best friend when I was in primary 5. This girl's name is Niat. I've been looking for her for like since primary school. My mommy was just like, she said in Yoruba proverb, she was like, Ogun omode ko le sere fun ogun odun. And she was just like 20 kids cannot play for 20 years. It's not possible. There's no how you guys will still miss each other. Like, you do not get in contact with each other. I'm the type of person that I get very, very familiar with people. Like, I'm a very, very easy person. Like, I just feel the day and we are already flowing, like, with each other for like 10 years or more than that. But like, there are some friends that I just make and I be like, Omotola, this person is not adding to your life. And I have problems with like disconnecting people, like snubbing people. I'm not that perfect person because what I can't collect, I would not like you doing it to me.
Yes.
It's actually really, really awesome. So I have problems with like telling people I'm no longer interested in this friendship. But what I just simply do is, if you greet me, I can just be like, maybe now normally you greet me and you're like, Omotola, good morning. I'm like, good morning, that was a nice. You can just greet me and I'll be like, okay, good morning. Like, normally, you will know that this guy, like, good afternoon. I'm like, good afternoon. Also, that same day, next day, I continue like that. You know, this person does not want me again. And I think when you notice people no longer like you, I think you should just move on with your life. Don't try forcing people. Don't try forcing yourself on people.
Yeah.
And that also applies to, like, boy-to-girl relationship. If you see that this guy does not longer look at my side again, just move on with your life. Don't force yourself on him. It will actually not really, really make sense, you forcing yourself on somebody. Like, the both of you are just friends, and you're taking this, like, extra lens. He's not talking to me today. And you cannot eat. You cannot drink water. You cannot go to the
gym. And you're not hungry.
And you're not hungry.
I said you're not hungry.
He's not talking to me. Hey, he's not talking to me. It's like you're forcing yourself on the guy. And the guy will just be like, what the, you know, like.
Yeah. And the guy will just be like snobbing you, giving you all sorts of characters.
And guys are very, very good in things like that. Yeah, very, very. You will see him just in front of his friends. Like, what is this? What happened? What are you looking for? Things like that.
So, what happened between you and
your friend?
Actually, didn't see
her.
Oh. Didn't see her. But I have another best friend. I actually think all my life I've actually been like best friends with Muslim. I don't take Christians as my best friend. Why? I don't take Christians as my best friend. I don't know. I just have that feeling that I have to, like, have a knowledge about the other tradition, like the other religion. I have to have knowledge about them. Okay, fine. This Muslim, they do go to pray around 4, 5. This is how we pray. This is how we, like, do our things.
Yeah.
Like, my present reference now, she's ready at, like, she's like, I'm already turning her to Christian, but she's still a Muslim. That's just, like, ready as can pray for you. Ready as can pray for you, like, a normal Christian. That's just, that's the fun. Which one is it that I have? They are, like, making religion. No. I need to solve a male friend. I have male best friends. Not even one, not two.
Actually, me, I have 8 friends that... I'll tell you something now. Maybe it's a secret between both of us. And at the back, I'll be hearing another. I'll be hearing it. And at the back, you just go at the back and start telling people that I don't even I hate them. I don't want you to mingle with them. You now go there and start telling them. Those are friends I cannot keep at all. Friends, I'll tell you something now. Maybe even my family matter, my family issues. You will now go out there and be displaying it and see what this guy said, though. This and this and that. Those are the friends I cannot keep.
Actually, I don't think you keep friends like that. I don't think it's advisable for you to keep friends like that. Friends that you cannot actually tell how you feel.
Yes, I don't, I'm not
someone
but
that...
there are some friends that you think that this actually who they are. Your presence, they are different. But at the back, as in, they are unbelievable. No, you cannot, like, there are some friends like that.
There's no how. Efiniwa, according to Yoruba, Efiniwa, there's no how. You see traces. This person might keep it for like a very.
But there are some people that cannot.
You can't keep it for long.
You can't keep it for long. You would surely open up. The person would surely open up.
I agree with what you said about that.
It's not possible for you to keep your behavior for years, for months. It's not possible. The least you can do is keeping it for a week. I'm the type of person that I'm very, very troublesome. I'm playful. And someone told me, hey, it's not advisable. You just have to change. I've tried this thing, like changing. Changing from
that is your character. I can't take it away.
They're telling me I can't be a friend to someone like you. And I like this person. I want us to be friends. And they're telling me I can't be a friend to someone like you. You play too much, and I'm like, okay, I'll change. 2 hours. Jesus. Omotola, are you sure you can continue like this? Not talking to anybody in this class. Are you sure you can continue? And I'm just like, well, if you want to be friends, let's be friends. If you are not friends, it's not that's the road. Get out. That's it.
Actually, I don't really keep friends. Yeah, I don't really keep friends because I don't trust. I don't really trust people.
Yeah.
Because there was a time that I told one of my best friends in primary school about my secret, and she went on. After like two minutes.
Flash.
But I think that's primary
flash school. Like what's that?
But I think that's primary school, secondary school.
No, I told her about my crush. Like I had a question one guy in my class like that. So, and I told her not to tell anybody.
Because the child
is our proprietor's son. So, and the child is this kind of arrogant guy. So, I don't know what anything that is going to be. So, after like 2 minutes, the guy came to call me. Why didn't I tell him that I have question? Why should I tell him? I don't
But I think that's primary school. You can just move on like secondary school.
I move on, of course. Even secondary school, there's one of my friends that was actually fighting with me because we both had crush on the guy. So we used to fight, really, really used to fight. But it's not because of the guy. Because why will I fight?
Because of the guy.
It's unbelievable.
But anytime I get closer to the guy, the guy is always like, stand up. I don't want to see you beside him. I've been with him for a very long time. How is that
sorry,
my business?
Sorry,
how is that my business? So I cut off the relationship because we were four. Me, we were two girls and two boys. We're always moving together. So I was like, what's all this nonsense? Then I cut off the relationship with her. So we became three.
Okay, so she actually left you guys alone. Like, making guys remain.
Because, no, actually, everybody talked of the same thing because she's always doing like that. So, we all decided, okay, well, since you can't meet up with
people our standard, are different. Yeah, you actually have to leave us. People are different. Like, we are still moving. We are still meeting people.
Yes,
we are still friendship. There are still friendship you still avoid. There are friendship you still actually don't want to live alone. Like, you can't tell me now that Roddy Art is leaving Nigeria and you don't expect me to cry. That's like, I will cry. You. Or you can't tell me that just my classmate is leaving Nigeria. I'll just be like, so? When she's leaving, what should I do? But, like, there are some people that they're not even my best friend, but especially living in Nigeria. I'll cry. Wow. I'll cry. That's just it. There are some people that they would not add to your life and they will not reduce from your life.
You guys are just cool together.
You cannot be like a friend to a dollar.
Yes.
You can't be a friend to a dollar. Even if
you cannot be a dollar and still be a friend to a dollar. You just become dumb totally.
No, it's not even like that. Like, what I'm trying to say is like, you cannot even be brilliant and be like befriending someone who is very, very dumb. Mm. There's no out. The person will surely pull
you. That's all the same feathers. Flock together. So.
That's just it. The person will surely pull you. And you cannot be like a friend to someone who likes boys.
You're just someone that I want to be cool alone.
I don't want to talk to any guy. I just want to be cool. And this person is the type of person that, this boy.
There are girls like that.
You guys can't be cool. No man, it's everywhere. It's even at church. That's cool. Mm. And that's what parents don't want to understand. This is my friend. We have been friends for like past 20 years. Start talking to our daughter, and you guys will start having problems. And they don't even want to understand that you're having problem with this person. They just want you to be cool with this person because I'm cool with her mom. You also have to be cool with that. That's it. That's African parents mentality. You have to be cool with this person.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, it's just sure that's KKA and no
Ebere. So what does that one mean?
That's just it. And you guys can. Back to what I was saying. You can't be friends with somebody that this person like a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's someone that like guys too much. And you are just someone that, if I shall see one guy, it's not by force all these guys start toasting. And this one is all the guys I want. You guys can't be cool together. Because someone cannot come and ask you out and the girl is there. She'll be like, say yes, Joe. What is this? Yeah. Say yes, Joe. Say yes, Joe. Say yes, Joe. And you're just telling a person that it's just one person I want to date. I am not ready to date sort of people. You would surely have problem with people like that. So, is there anything you want to add to
it? What you just said, Nada, if you have a friend that likes guys, I think as a friend, you're a friend to that person and you don't like guys. As a friend, you have to talk to her.
There are some people you would talk to and would never listen.
Yeah.
There are people that are stubborn when it comes to things like that.
There are people like that.
I've once had a classmate, Jesus, I'll date this girl. Just leave this boy alone. Just leave him. He doesn't like you. Is it by force? Okay. This minute, I don't like him again. Next minute, I think I miss his face. I just want to see his face. That's all. You can never. There are people that they are very, very hard to correct. They are very, very hard to correct. Like, very, very hard to correct. Like, in my class, they call me Mommy Wah. Mommy Wah, our mommy. When it comes to relationship stuff, she will see something to say about it. Like, different type of problem. Like, I like this boy. This boy doesn't like me, he likes another person, and you're still forcing yourself on this person. It can never work because the boy does not even like you, he likes another person. It can, and that's what most people don't want to believe. They believe by time he can actually still like me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think things like that actually work out together. Like, is there anything else to say about this?
No,
Are you cool with what you said?
Let's just talk about a girl to girl friendship. I think we are dealing with boy and girl this time around. Right? Let's talk about girl to girl.
Mixing it.
Okay. Now, are we.
Okay, let's still talk about girl to girl relationship.
I think that's what we need for now. Not boy to girl relationship, everything. Let's talk about girls.
Actually, we actually need both. Because you talk to guys like every day. You flow with guys every day. We actually need both. It's not that it's only one. Like I do tell my mom, you actually cannot start advising me to start keeping away from guys like African parents. Who's that boy you're talking to? You cannot be telling your mother that down, she will never listen to you. My teachers have called me before. Are you dating this particular person? Sir, no. Ma, no. If you don't believe it, that's your problem. Go and start settling down. It's not my business. You can actually expect... This is actually teenager's age. You cannot lie to yourself that you don't like a particular person.
Yeah.
It's actually normal. It's normal to like someone. It becomes a sin when, like, you guys are committing a sin. That's just it. It's not that you don't like somebody. And it's not that you will not... Because they have said it's not that... It's normal for me to like somebody. Not like the boy.
You cannot reason.
I once had a friend, she's like,
if I open my book like this,
My sister, you will fail. There's not you want to do it. You will surely fail. You are on your path to failure. There's no two ways about that. It's not that you should not actually have a male friend. You can actually have a male friend. There's nothing wrong in it. But it's just like you have to minimize it.
Yes.
You get to a place in life that boys too will help you. It's not that it's only girls that will help you.
True.
There are some problems you have in life that it will not be like a girl. Okay, now a particular guy is disturbing you. It's disturbing you. I want to do this, I want to do that. Are you expecting a female friend of yours to go and meet him and be like, Ace, you cannot date that girl? Normally it's like a male friend you can just send to him that please just help me to talk to him. Tell me to talk to him. Tell him to leave me alone. Just tell him that both of us are dating. Just tell him like that. You can simply go and meet him, but are you expecting a female friend of yours to go and meet him and start telling him that? And just
he
would not even listen to him. Just like, I bet I should even give you girls one of my friends.
I'll be jealous.
Stop. I don't know what's doing you. So you actually need, and you, it's not even possible for you to actually be making friends with boys and forget about girls. Like, you making friends with boys.
Yeah,
you're not talking
true.
To any girl. But it actually still affects you.
Much,
it
yeah.
still, there are some times that you would actually need something from a girl and a boy can provide this for you.
Yes.
That's it. But it's not that you should now, like, be bisexual. Like, you should not be bisexual. Like, you dividing yourself. Like, I don't talk to boys. I don't talk to girls. It's actually very stupid on my own part. So is there anything you want to add to this, please?
I want to talk about building a healthy relationship. And what I'll start with is like analyzing the person's behavior. Like, if your behavior are compatible, then you have no problem. But if it is not compatible,
you have to study the person. Study him. Is it this person like what's my standard? The person that, okay, yeah, it's that person now that you don't want anything like dirtiness. You don't want anything to be dirty. Like, you're not someone that you are very, very neat. Mm-hmm. And this person,
you cannot just judge everybody by their mistake. I'm sorry. You've been left alone totally. Any little thing you complain, there's nothing you like actually. You can never have a healthy relationship with anyone with that. That's just it.
You defining yourself.
Yes.
You want to start a relationship. Ask this person, okay, what are the things you like?
And the things you dislike.
What are the things you like? What are the things you don't like?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm a person that I like joking with people. And you're a person that you don't actually really like hearing jokes that much. You just want to be like one serious one. I'm the type of person that I play more than I read. And you're the type of person that 24 hours you are reading.
Yeah.
It cannot work. This friendship cannot work.
You know those people that plays a lot than reading. No. They are already in class. They are already listening to explanations. So they don't normally read, but there are some people that explanation is just rubbish to them.
They carry their book and read it and explain it.
But others, no. They don't like reading at all. They don't like reading. With the explanation of the teacher, they grab it. Or some people, why explaining when you just ask them, just no, I've explained though. Ask them next second, forget.
I'm not really interested in notes.
Yes, with explanation. Yes. Mm-hmm. You gain a lot with
explanation. You cannot actually be talking. You cannot be like a friend to someone who talks a lot. Because in class, you can't even know like what the person, what the teacher is saying, and that will actually give you like a lot of problems. You have to understand yourself.
Yes.
That's just it. You have to understand yourself. Okay.
Know your level, your standard.
I'm the type of person that explanation is nothing to me. Let me go, man, go and read the notes. I will re-explain it by myself. In class, I can play with you. She people want me to play with you. Let us play. I will go, man, go and read it. Like there was one time, like a teacher called me. She was like, was it economics teacher? She was like, how do you always pass? What type of question is this asking me? So you know
that you always play.
How do you always pass? And I'm like, auntie, we'll read the notes. When we read the notes, we'll understand it.
But you know what? There are some teachers that they are not actually based on notes.
Yeah.
This is what they just show you. The explanation. When they
summarize it and give
you the answer. They don't actually notice it that. There are some teachers that what they say, they don't write it.
Yeah.
There are some points that a teacher would say how the teacher is flowing, and it will not even be in your notes.
Yeah.
It would not be in your notes. So that's why actually you have to like based on the two, I have to listen to explanation, and I also have to speak my notes.
Yeah.
So like I cannot actually befriend someone that who is the explanation, like explanation, I have to get the explanation. We'll both be failing because when I want to go and read, that's when you want to play. When I want to play, that's when you are serious. We'll both be failing. That's it. I mean, that population play that cannot actually really work that much. So let's talk to like the impact of an LD relationship.
Mm-hmm.
When you like befriend like a friend, a negative relationship, the result of it.
Failure.
You actually need to like drop out.
Yes.
It's not even only a girl. You can actually need to drop out because you are friend with someone who is more or less like a thug. On my father, call him a rogue guy. They will pack both of you together, not knowing you're actually the innocent type. And as a girl, you are working with someone, I've said it earlier, that likes a boy. But the person is going to set you up, you will not know.
Both of you will just
go out and it's just
or if you are friends with a person that is greedy.
Hmm.
Can do anything for money.
Yes.
They'll use you to do money.
And that is what people used to choose their friends. Yes. With money.
I can't befriend a greedy person. There's a girl in my school. Like she really wants everything to herself.
Yes, it's true.
She really wants everything to herself. She does. If she buys something now, and you ask her that, okay, this girl, come and give me this, she won't answer.
But
me.
She will want your own.
Yeah, she will want yours.
And but you can't be like, since you can't give me yours, I cannot give you mine.
They will turn everything to fight. They will turn everything to fight. You don't want to give me, no.
And actually, there's something about that girl. See, if somebody should actually say, okay, let's kill this girl and use her for money, you try. That kind of person.
She's very easy to try.
She'll not even think twice.
But I think a person like that actually needs help because she cannot actually continue living a life like that.
The only excuse that she has is that she's not living with her parents.
But now she's living with her parents.
But it is not an excuse.
That is not enough pressure for you. We've talked to her.
There are a lot of people that are living on their own and they give themselves training.
It's true.
They train themselves.
Most people that actually live alone, you can actually not really know they are living alone.
Yes.
You cannot really know. It depends on the person, like level of understanding, level of maturity, like where you're matured up to. This person will actually be like more of a babyish person. She'll just be a babyish person, the girl you're talking about. She'll be very, very babyish.
Yeah, and she is.
She's very greedy.
Okay, thank you for listening to us. Thanks to everybody. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks for everything. Thank you for accommodating us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye for now.